News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Major changes to Ireland's CAO system are on the way, with plans announced by the Higher Education Minister Simon Harris to see apprenticeships and further education included as part of the process for the first time. Andrew Brownlee is the Chief Executive of Solus, which is a state agency providing further education. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Is this designed to make these courses more attractive? Because apprenticeships were always viewed as being almost outside of the education system to date.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem, Jonathan. I mean, we currently have a situation where two-thirds of school leavers go directly into higher education. And we even have some schools where that's the case for 100% of leavers. And you have a much smaller proportion choosing either a further education course or an apprenticeship. And I suppose we have a strong sense, and the minister has a strong sense, and I think there's even a growing sense across society that those type of options would suit a much bigger base of school leavers. But really what they need is the tools to make some of those kind of smarter choices, because apprenticeship further education courses are great options that can take you into higher education or into fantastic careers.
There has been a huge focus on getting people to institutes of technologies or universities to the expense of apprenticeships. And at times there have been pinches in the economy as a result of that, because the apprentices we needed weren't there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, that's all part of this. It's to try and adopt a more balanced approach to meeting the demand for the future skills and the skills that we're going to need for the future world of work. And I think there's probably two aspects to that, Jonathan. One is making sure that all of our young people have the information to hand about all of the FET, all of the higher education, all of the apprenticeship options that are available. And in that regard, there's been a great new initiative called The Right Course, which has been launched by the Minister to do exactly that. But secondly, and I think this is the critical point, when young people are at that decision point on what to do next, talking to their teachers, their parents, their guidance counsellors, that obviously revolves around CAO time. I think we have to find a way to put further education options on the table at exactly that same time. And you do that either via the CAO itself or via a kind of parallel and connected system.
Finally, Andrew, obviously the boat has sailed on this year's CAO because the forms have already been submitted. How quickly can this be introduced? Will it be ready in time for the class of 2022?
Well, I think the Minister's clearly set out an ambition for this, Jonathan. It is a complex project. The CEO is obviously an independent private company with its own board. ETVs are independent providers, but I think by working together with those partners, we can certainly look at how we can start to make sure that those options are on the table for our young people from 2022 onwards.
All right, Andrew Brownlee of State Agency Solus, thanks very much for joining us.